2 weeks ago, Hoshiko Ito, in worship, sang this solo, "Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child." Hoshiko-san's deep alto, moaning the words, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home," evokes the kind of feeling the disciples might have felt when listening to Jesus tell of his departure, which would be soon. This song goes back to the African-American gospel tradition when slave children would be sold to live away from their mothers and families like money-making property, not like humans, with essential bonds that create life's meaning, that complicated web of meaning that makes life purposeful. Even as adults, many of us rely on our mothers as much as we can. For the Asian new mothers in our area, many feel strongly the absence of a mother, as it is the tradition for the grandmother to stay with the family for many days, even months, while a grandchild is experiencing its first few weeks and days. I was walking in downtown Leonia looking for a baby gift for our friend Stacy's baby. So I stopped into a store. It was called Mom's Care. Turns out this was not the kind of place that sells baby gifts. Instead, it is a service that does the grandmother's job for a family, for women who have just had a baby and are oceans away from their own mothers. It tries to recreate those kinds of bonds that give society structure and life meaning. In our church, though, we recreate that web somewhat. I've seen longtime church members at holidays gather a mismatched bouquet banquet of strangers and friends, many of whom are far from family. If you're on Facebook and saw that Wanangwa broke the freshman sprinting record at a track meet yesterday, you see several church members sprinkled in the long list of Malawian names cheering him on in the comments. Jesus, for the disciples, had offered a web that created life's meaning. He was their leader and their guide, the one who mattered enough that they would leave their families and they would abandon their fishing nets to follow him. What they left behind was brought back to them in the depth of relationship Jesus helped them to find with Jesus, with friends, with God, with enemies, with strangers, and even within themselves. And yet this section of verses is part of a larger series of speeches Jesus makes to his disciples, predicting his departure from them. What would happen to what they had built together? Were disciples racking their brains, trying to remember the exact words to the parable he had told so that they could tell it again? Wondering if they could muster the persistence with which he reached to others and the passion that he called. Once, long ago, told me that one mark of an excellent leader is that the organization that person led does well and can even flourish after the leader leaves. This idea seems counterintuitive. After all, if a leader is so great, wouldn't those shoes just be too big to fill? Wouldn't the next light seem like just a flicker if what we remember is a brilliant sun? But the idea has stuck with me for some reason. And over the years, what I have witnessed to be true is that a good leader encourages light from others. I believe this kind of leadership was in place before I got here, and I still reap the blessing of that which still shines here after she left. Jesus promised that he would not leave his followers without light. "I will not leave you orphaned," he tells them, and he promises to send the Spirit of truth. "We will know the Spirit," Jesus promises, "because the Spirit will abide in us." Jesus' love has staying power. It lasts even when he's physically gone from us. Gail O'Day, who taught at my seminary, said that followers do not tap into that special thing they had with Jesus by clinging to a cherished memory of him or by retreating into their own private experience of him. By doing these things, we might miss the ways that Jesus' light burns through the Holy Spirit in unique ways still today. If you were here last night, you saw many lights burning. I honestly did not know what to expect when Max asked me if he could use a church to put on a concert with a bunch of musician friends as a fundraiser for the library. Every time Max shows up in my sermon, he's not in worship. But Max carries enough light within him that when he asks for something, a yes answer is a pretty safe bet. And the session agreed. Max's opening speech about the library's meaning to the community brought tears to my eyes. I love to read, but I don't think I've ever cried about libraries. Two songs into the concert, an older person in the pew behind me tapped my shoulder and said, "If this is who is in charge of our future, we are in good hands." While their songs were not religious, one person sang a song she had written about heaven. Another sang "Feeling Good," a song made popular by Nina Simone. The lyrics, "It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, and I'm feeling good," they speak to me of the power of resurrection. And there is something in the way the young woman sang that song that convinced me that that might be true for her. It felt awesome to have our sanctuary full of teenagers and young adults, and I hope we as a church can continue to find ways to encourage their light and maybe even see it as something spiritual and holy. As I think of how I want my leadership to move forward here as your installed pastor, I hope I can help you find ways to receive and to shine holy light. It is a light of Jesus' love. It is a light of God's presence. It is the light of the Holy Spirit's truth. It is a light that broke across your faces at the moment of Sia's baptism and as she went throughout the pews to visit you. But at times, many of us might feel distant from that light. In this community of practice, we can point each other back to the light. We can blow air on what might seem just a flicker until it sparks into a flame. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." This is a way to recharge with this light. In our practice, may we know God's love is steadfast, that Jesus' presence for us has us never leave, that the Holy Spirit moves amidst us to help us know it is so. This is a love that will never let us go. Thanks be to God.